Macmillan Audio presents The Flatshare by Beth O'Leary. Read for you by Carrie Hope Fletcher and Kwae Kyu Fortune.
The Flatshare by Beth O'Leary.
Read by Carrie Hope Fletcher and Kwae Kyu Fortune.
February. Chapter 1. Tiffy. You've got to say this for desperation. It makes you much more open-minded. I really can see some positives in this flat. The technicolor mould on the kitchen wall will scrub off, at least in the short term. The filthy mattress can be replaced fairly cheaply. And you could definitely make the argument that the mushrooms growing behind the toilet are introducing a fresh, outdoorsy feel to the place. Gertie and Mo, however, are not desperate, and they are not trying to be positive. I would describe their expressions as aghast. You can't live here. That's Gertie. She's standing with her heeled boots together and her elbows tucked in tightly, as though occupying as little space as possible in protest at being here at all. Her hair is pulled back in a low bun, already pinned so she can easily slip on the barrister's wig she wears for court. Her expression would be comical if it weren't my actual life we are discussing here. There must be somewhere else within budget, Tiff, Mo says worriedly, bobbing up from where he was examining the boiler cupboard. He looks even more dishevelled than usual, helped by the cobweb now hanging from his beard. This is even worse than the one we viewed last night.